Anyway, it all comes the whole thing. Like, all this stuff out here is totally fake. There's nothing natural about it. Every tree that's here has been imported. In this part of the country where you actually have to fight the grass, it takes over. They have to pull up the natural grass and put in something more manageable. And you go, that's not true here. When you put water on stuff here, you tend to sprout the latent weeds because it doesn't have competition from the beautiful grass. Yes. That's why everybody goes, wow, look at Scotland. You go, it's so green and lush. And you go, yeah, that's just the way it is. It's wet. It's got better conditions for that kind of stuff. So they grow sheep there. The biggest fight in this part of the country was between sheepmen and cattlemen. The sheepmen finally lost because sheep will decimate a place. They'll take every blade of grass it has. Yeah. It works great in Scotland because you can't stop the grass from growing. You can pour nuclear waste on it and it'll just grow better. And you go, that's why there's very little sheep farming happening around here. Oh. Well, at least this is... Yeah. And yeah, just like you said, the Indians didn't settle here. They didn't start these communities. These aren't 700-year-old communities. These are communities of convenience for the railroads. That's why Pertalis is here. It's here for two reasons. To service the railroad, and then because the state of New Mexico decided to put a university here. The only two reasons Pertalis exists. It's very simple. It isn't like people who say, well, we can see from the archaeological record that Shetland, we can see that it's been peopled for at least 7,000 years. And you go, wow, I wonder why. It doesn't seem very hospitable.
Yeah,
I guess.
But the wind blowing. It's cold.
But guess what?
Oh.
People survived there for 7,000 years, pretty continuously. And you're going, see, that's a history. That's a history of human habitation, which this place does not have. Wow. 150 years ago, there was nothing here. And you go, now, is this a tribute to man's ingenuity? Sure. Deep well drilling made the development of this territory possible. Is it always going to cost more in a place that just naturally kind of sprouts water? Has a river running through it? Close to natural resources? Says, oh yes. They don't care. They will. They'll get their butts sued. Oh my gosh. And not by me. Oh. People in cars think they're invincible. they have a point. Yes, ma'am. So anyway, yeah.
1 minute.
Yes, ma'am. But yeah, if you are going to be here, you know how many more years Pertels could have if we weren't trying to prop up this? Yeah. And you're going, it's us trying to put a little oasis of West Virginia in the practical desert. What?
Eastern.
Yeah. Yes. It is. But that's how this place goes naturally. It would just be a dirty place. You'd never like Santa Rosa, and you go, yeah, it's just a dirty little Spanish town. Yes, it does have elements to that, but it had a lot of development in its heyday. You know, it's just not its heyday now. Although now it's starting to be considered like a suburb of Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Then God keeps throwing us back. I was looking at other places. I was going to be perfectly happy for other places. It made more sense. But it didn't happen. Try another Las Vegas idea and they die for just... God just doesn't think it's a good idea. That's what I get for letting God affect my plans. If I didn't want him to affect my plans, I'd just do them without consulting him. And I wouldn't ask him to get involved. But I do. And so I take the chops of having done so.
Yeah, back from yesterday.
Yeah?
So, when are you going to get moved again?
So who knows?
I said,
at some point.
Maybe never. I said to Dad, well, you won't move unless your dad gets some job.
To get some job, yeah.
Island.
Right. I haven't applied for any others.
And if he doesn't get it, he'll probably eventually move there for...
retirement.
Retired.
That has nothing to do with Josh.
15 years down the road.
Oh, 10.
And he said, oh, okay.
He was getting concerned because he might have to make larger decisions faster.
Yeah.
Then that may be important. I find that about half the things that go on, when I look at it in retrospect, it has more to do with my kids than it does with me. That's why I'm kind of thinking, I wonder how my life's going to change when the kids are kind of out of the equation. For all I know, the next move is to help Josh get close to his wife or something. Oh, I don't know if it's Makeba. You keep going for it. That's fine. I don't know if that's going to be the way it goes. I didn't have a clue it was going to be you until it was right there in front of me. So, anyway. Yeah, so I don't know. Although I'm not excited about it. It's like, no, never mind, you need to move into Albuquerque. That's where Josh's thing is, so you need to provide him the kind of base so that he can marry. It's like, oh, no, that's my job. Serve, serve, serve. Like I said, it usually doesn't have much to do with me. It has more to do with other people. So isn't that, I think that's the way God said it's supposed to be. Waste and wear out your life in service to others. So you don't get too weird about it. Now, I wouldn't mind the Las Vegas thing coming together. That'd be nice. I think, well, you know, from what little information I have to go by, for all I know, God's like, no, it's stupid, Jesus. I don't know where he came up with that idea. It's like, okay, well, it's easy, Father. It's really easy for you to stop it from happening. I'm even getting pretty good at being kind of even-handed about stuff that I want, not even being in consideration. I don't even know what I want. Spent so long not making that a real consideration. Except the most base place. Anyway, so. Yeah. I haven't felt any desire to look further. There's just that one moment where it's like, go and look and see what jobs are available in other places in New Mexico. And so I did, and this was the job, and I went for it. I don't know if I'm exciting, Joe, or if I'm just making it more like, oh, no, definitely I'm not going to hire this guy. The more I hear about him, the more he makes public what he's saying, what he thinks, the more I don't want him. But it might go totally the other way. He says, oh, man. God must like me. I didn't know what to do, and all of a sudden this guy appeared out of nowhere, and he was like, this is like exactly what I needed. Who knows? But just throw it out there. Especially when you feel like God's egging you to do it. Like this. It's like, okay. It's really important. Do it right now. Okay. Ooh, you're not going to hit that, right? Oh. That works pretty good, Lee. You didn't even have to break your stride too much.
What do you think of the happening?
What? Oh, did they chop those out and put these in instead?
Yeah.
This is new. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll make it a little bit so you can walk when it's slippery. I like it. I think it's a little, I think it's a pathetic form of, quote, art. The kind of art that this kind of project thrives on. For just being, well, at least it's got some practical element to it. Otherwise, I think it was kind of dumb. It was kind of like the stupid, you remember at the public health office in Tucumcari?
Yeah.
That stupid thing?
Uh-huh.
That was considered art. That was what made that thing possible. The architect wanted to do something interesting. And you're going, that accomplishes nothing. It's not over the walkway, so it doesn't provide shade if that was something that it might have done. Or shelter from anything. It's there that serves no purpose. And you go, well, you're not an artist. And you go, you're right, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. not like your art musical on functional?
This is, yeah. I said, I thought that was kind of the earmark of architectural art, which is what you guys are talking about. What I just see is a huge, massive waste of money. That thing probably costs about a quarter of the entire project. And you go, would have been better spent doing a better job on the building. Before it even officially opened, it was already having weird problems because they did such a crappy job on it. But, whatever, you know, county land, gave it over to the county. The county was glad to have it because it almost immediately started turning it into something else, which was never intended. And now, I think they even put down the silliness of saying it was the public health office, because it's not. I don't even know if the county even does much with it anymore. They put a couple of county offices in there, and most of the thing just kind of sits fallow. Little playground in the middle. Totally ignored, I think. I don't even know if WIC operates out of that anymore. Which was one of the linchpins of having it there, was to have the WIC office there. There's a good plan to begin with. Excellent plan, actually. If there's anything awesome that Jesse Robinson did, it was being a part of planning of that building. Good plan. But yeah, that's an example of, I can't believe what we're calling art these days. If you're going to do art, do art. Trying to mix it up in the construction process, it leads to this kind of foolishness. Where it's like, you know, if you're trying to create a non-slip surface so that you wouldn't have to sprinkle around so much salt all the time, wouldn't you have done that treatment more widely on that walkway?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah. Because they chose to use that as their, you know, a certain percentage of your, of the budget for the construction of this building needs to include art. And that's what they said. This is art. And you go, it looks random and stupid.
Yeah.
Only vaguely almost pointless. You go, well, that's art. And you go, no, no, art's not supposed to be pointless. It's supposed to be an expression of humanity. To give it the human touch that these aren't just supposed to be, you know, futuristic, totally utilitarian things. But you guys blew it, as usual. You just said it. Yeah. Pour the whole thing like that, in that style.
Yeah.
It's just a different way of pouring concrete.
Yeah.
I think you used a different material.
Yeah.
But they chose not to. Gentlemen. 14
seconds
to
buzz about three stay together.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Did you?
Instead of going at this whole thing and trying
Very well. As long as he gets the job done.
He did.
And you did it in the booth. That's so cool, man.
Yeah. Now my ankles hurt.
I can imagine.
Your body's got to get used to it. Well, usually you would transfer the work to something else. Now it's got to go to your ankle. Because your feet are like locked.
We got what it takes.
Well, on that score, I suppose. Keep working at it. Push-ups, sit-ups, the whole thing.
Look at my hand.
Here?
Feel it, okay.
I don't want to feel like being here. Sorry. Oh, where's my backpack? We gotta go back to the van.
Did you bring it with you?
Yeah.
Good.
I forgot my backpack. Alright.
That feels really satisfied.
Yeah. I wonder if Dad's having problems with nostalgia. And the fact that there's a decent chance that most of the people and places that he cared about have already been ground under and they're gone, and you just go, that's why you can't get too nostalgic about anything. But I find it to be a good thing, because it makes you think more on the things of God than on about, isn't this wonderful how I can make permanent things? You go, you can't. Now it's obvious. Most of the things that get built these days won't last 20 years. All these new houses, they'll all disintegrate in 20 years. They were never made.
Was it all put on the video yesterday?
Yes. Crappy architecture all around you. And you go, I'm no architect. But yeah, look, here's a balcony. It's not a balcony. It's made to give the impression it's a balcony without all the messiness of actually being one. McMansion. I always wanted to live in a big house. Then you get there and you go, okay, I'll be here for about 6 years maybe. And my immediate thing is to turn around and sell it for twice as much as I bought it for.
Where is that table been long as you can?
Yeah. Now, we made a pretty good chunk of change on that. Of course, I don't know how that compares to inflation, but you can't do anything about inflation. It is the nature of what it is. Yeah, go get my bag. I'll be right back. Oh, is she over here? Where is she? What? Why is she hiding?
Tell me.
No. I love you. You guys are going home?
Yeah.
Okay. I love you. Look on your room, guys. Get ready for your grandparents. You want them to think well of you. I love you, Lee. Bye-bye. Yes, ma'am. See ya. Oh.
for her.
Good morning. Oh. Not bad.
Is it a good Wednesday?
I don't know.